We know that chores are very important to give children because it teaches them responsibility and it raises them to be great adults. One of the most difficult things, however, is not only do the children not want the chores, but no one else is doing chores. And so they will battle you. I have to believe that this is important or I won't follow through.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and all this week we've been talking about implementing chores, why we're not giving them more and more these days, why it's so important. On Wednesday, we talked about the importance of teaching your child to choose when you give these chores, and then yesterday, some practical ways on implementing them and the consequences. And you can hear all of this week's programs, if you missed any of them, hear them all over again at parentingtoday.org.
You know, one of the most difficult things about the whole reality of teaching chores, and it is more important than parents can possibly imagine to make our children responsible adults by giving them the tools and the training to get there. But as parents today, because we're so busy, we get in the way. We get in the way. And
what
I mean by get in the way is we don't let them choose to do the chore. We start falling back into, I just need the chore done. You need to get it done. We've got to get in the car and we've got to go someplace. And what happens is we tend to get in the way of the training process. And we get back to thinking it's a task that needs to be done rather than a training using the task. And we forget and we make too many decisions for the child. And we send the child in there, you need to take that garbage out right now, rather than giving them a consequence. I think one of the most valuable things for me was when my son, who was responsible for doing the chores, did not get the garbage out by 7 a.m. And he'd see me go through the house with a black garbage bag. And he just kind of, oh, I forgot.
Because once he forgot, it was done.
It's like, done. When the bag's in my hand, I want him to learn the responsibility of remembering. How many times do we hear children say, but I forgot. And that's not going to work to their boss. I forgot. That's not going to work to their professor. I forgot. That's not going to work to their wife. I forgot. So the power got turned off. I forgot to pay the bill. We want to raise somebody who learns to find a way to be a rememberer to get this chore done. Yeah, yeah. But I think what we have to realize is they are children. They are children. This is a learning process. And the frustration we do is we either get jammed up in expecting too much to happen too quickly, expecting this to learn too fast, or we hate for our children to fail. We can't handle our children failing. So we think we're doing them a favor by, remember, it's Tuesday night and you have to take the garbage out, instead of letting them fail. Because failure at 8 or 18 is a lot different than failure at 28, when your boss for the last time has said, you need to take care of this. I don't want to have to remind you again. And all of a sudden he's calling you into the office. This is your last day here at work. I want to let that child go through the pain of failure as an 8 or 18-year-old and the pain of a consequence now, so that child won't go through the pain of a consequence later. One of the great things my dad did, and I really appreciate it. I so didn't appreciate it growing up. My dad had the means to buy me my own car. That would have been nothing for him, but he never bought me my own car. He got close. I almost manipulated him into it once, and he kind of woke up as they were prepping this car over the weekend for us to pick up on Monday, and he got it. He realized, what am I doing?
And you're the oldest.
I am the oldest, and he backed off and didn't buy me the car. But when I used his car, he would come home on Fridays, and the car would be full of gas. He would stop and fill the gas up before he came home, and whatever I used, I had to refill the gas. So the end of my Friday night would be at a gas station, the gas station I worked at on Saturdays, and I would fill it up and bring it home, and it had to be filled up. If it wasn't filled up, then not only did I have to fill it up, I had to wash the car. And so I would start my Saturday. He would go in, he checked it, and it was just brilliant because even to this day, I end up walking by Rosemary's car for some reason, checking to make sure her car's filled with gas and then going around the corner and filling it up if it's not. It's just in my DNA, which I heard Rosemary say to me, but I also heard a friend repeat it to me. One of the things she appreciates most about me is something really stupid, like I fill up the car with gas for her. But it was taught to me. It was just taught to me. I think as parents, My dad didn't need the money. He didn't need me to fill the gas up. He had a home in America and a home in Europe. He didn't need me to do these things, you know, this condo thing he had over in Europe. Mm-hmm. It was one of those things where he was training me to be responsible and training me to remember. But I had to do all that within a curfew. Mm-hmm. I got to leave. Wow, you don't have to be home till 11, man. I know it's 10:30, but I got to stop and get gas on the way home. I cannot be late. He was making me be a responsible individual.
But what's also interesting is that he went out of his way to create a system consistently every Friday. He would go and purposely leave his job probably earlier to make sure that his car was filled up so that he can continue teaching this. So like, you know, you need the garbage out by the morning and it's not done. And then you start freaking out because the garbage is not out, but you have to create sort of a system so that if it's not done, there is a consequence, but you also have to, the reality is that it didn't get done, but that's not what's more important than the responsibility.
It didn't get done. And what happens is I don't get all stressed out lecturing my child and lecturing my child and lecturing my child. I just grab the black garbage bag, spend 3 minutes going through the house, collect all the garbage and take it out. All I have to do as the parent is remember. I've got to give myself ways of remembering the garbage needs to go out. Mm-hmm. And so if it's not out and my son doesn't do it Tuesday nights, then no lecture, no nothing. And I get it. We got up early at our house. And if it's not done by 7 a.m., which is when it needed to be done because we're getting ready to leave for school, then I go through, get the garbage, put it out. No lecture. I haven't used me and the withdrawal of my love and the loudness of my voice and the lecturing of my voice. And I'm so disappointed. And how many times do I have to tell you this? I didn't do that. I didn't destroy our relationship. And when he got home from school and he would act like he didn't even remember anything about washing the garbage cans. And actually, when he got a little older, when he got into middle school, wasn't washing the garbage cans anymore. It's washing my car. I take the garbage out. You wash my car. And he got it.
But then you had to be on top of that every Friday morning, too.
I had to be on top of that every Wednesday morning and Saturday morning. Yes.
Oh, right.
I had to leave myself little reminders that, and there were days when you think, you know what, this is just easier to do this myself. I am raising him to be an adult. Mm-hmm. I'll be responsible before God. I don't have the ingrained in my brain, the cows need to be milked every morning or whenever it is. I have no clue what you do with cows. But there, in the farm, there were ongoing things that needed to happen. And there were regular things that needed to happen. It was a little easier. It was obvious. I've got to decide to parent. I want to be a training parent, not a managing parent. Mm-hmm. A managing parent manages the child's schedule and gets them there. I want to be a training parent. And so I wanted to use the instruction, and the I in ICE is instruction, the C in ICE is consequence, and the E in ICE, which is the hardest thing to do. The E in ICE is get out of the way. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to get out of the way and I want to empower them to make decisions. I want them to exercise their decision-making bones. I want to do that. I don't want to do that. I want to remember that. I'll have to take steps to remember that. Mm-hmm. These are all adult things.
Right.
When people come to work here at Sheridan House, it's not about their GPA. You know, they get out of undergraduate or graduate school. It's never about their GPA, whether they make it here. It's about their area of accepting responsibility. If you can't accept responsibility to get this stuff done, this is the wrong place. You don't make it past your first 90 days. Mm-hmm. We've got stuff we need to do. I can't keep checking on you after 90 days. Mm-hmm. Every day, did you get this done? We have an expectation that you're going to learn this because you have the initiative and they have the training to bring it on. One of the hardest things for us is to find college grads who actually can accept the responsibility to do the things we need without us having to run around and check on them all the time. I want to raise the child you want to hire.
But it also, I think even as a mom, even as a dad, your heart will hurt in the process, this experience, because, you know, you have the rule that your chores have to get done before you leave for soccer on Saturday morning. And you are then in that situation where they didn't get it done. So I know I'm letting the coach down. I'm letting the team down. Right. But you have to be strong enough and not, you know, because inside you're melting too. And you're like thinking about me as a parent. And what are they going to
think? Especially when your husband's the coach, like your husband is the coach. Yeah, that makes it even more difficult.
Right.
But here's what, in that case, I would have told,
I would have told
Israel to go. Israel, go. I got this covered. I will see that this child gets this chore done. We will get there when we get there. We had that. We missed a game. And he really didn't believe about washing the garbage can out. And he sat down on the floor in the driveway. And
said, I'm not doing this.
He just bogged down. Yeah, I got the soccer chair out of the trunk and sat out of the back of the car and sat down and read my USA Today. You're not going anywhere. You are not going anywhere. Just so we understand each other. I'm not putting the hose in your hand. You're not going anywhere. And he's a phenomenally responsible person today. And Tori is an amazingly responsible person today. Mm-hmm. But they were normal kids. And they were normal kids where I had to put this in play without using me as the consequence. I will enforce this consequence, but I want to make sure you know you chose. Mm-hmm. My job is to raise you to be responsible. You chose to have to wash this in when they get older, wash this car. Mm-hmm. You chose.
But then you as a parent, it might inconvenience you.
Absolutely.
Also, because you had other plans. You were going to just drop them off and then do something else or whatever. And now all your day's plans might just be thwarted because of that.
It may be. And we have to decide what we'd be glad we did 10 years from now. Let me paint a picture for you. Years and years ago, you and I were at a different radio station. And when we were at a different radio station, I was a Thursday night guy. I did a Thursday night parenting show broadcast out of Miami from 7 to 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And there was a Thursday night where Tori just shut down. And I knew that I had started this process and I knew I needed to stay for this process. And I knew I had to call down to this radio station and say, I'm not making it. Play the best of Bob. And when my co-host said, we don't have any best of Bob, what do you want us to play? It was hilarious. But he thought I was kidding at first. And mm-hmm. I said, I got a situation here. And he said, so you're really not coming down here? I said, no, I'm not. I got to finish this. If it changes in the next 20 minutes, I'll let you know. But I don't think it's changing. And she heard me say that. And she slowly started doing what she needed to do. But I didn't make it. Mm-hmm. What will I be glad I did? And when I look back today, oh, there were just days where you got to be kidding me. How are we dealing with the same stuff again? But I've got a 30-year-old and a 33-year-old today that are doing exceedingly and abundantly beyond what I would have dreamed with mm-hmm. their lives mm-hmm. because they're godly and they get it and they've accepted the responsibility for their own behavior. That's all I want. I want to send a child out who's ready for responsibility because God's got responsibilities for them. I'm convinced there are some people who would do phenomenal in the ministry, but they're irresponsible with their finances and can't do it. How many pastors had to leave the ministry because they were irresponsible? That starts as a child. Before we even work on the responsibility for money, we've got to work on this concept of you are responsible and accountable for this particular thing here. If you don't get it, there's a consequence.
And especially for things that are not pleasurable, because everyone can be responsible for something that's fun and they like to do.
Oh, yeah.
But then, you know, chores around the house. Oh, I forgot to feed the dog.
Well, it's pleasurable to buy something I can't afford.
Right.
You know, it's pleasurable to buy that iPad thing. It's mm-hmm. pleasurable to have that. And I have a piece of plastic in my hand. I could buy that. It's just irresponsible because I can't really pay it off. Mm-hmm. And I'll end up paying interest. I'll end up paying so much more for this than I should have. Life barrages me with things that are pleasurable but irresponsible. Mm-hmm. You know, from the not so dramatic things is I really shouldn't eat that donut, but it's pleasurable to eat that donut that's over there in the break room here at Sheridan House. That's a joke, sort of. But it goes from there that I really shouldn't be flirting with this coworker of the mm-hmm. opposite gender. That's just not healthy. Mm-hmm. And I need to learn to walk away and be responsible instead of cave in an immature way to what's pleasurable. That begins with parental training. See, if I don't give the training, then chances are when they're in their 20s and 30s, pain will do the training. And they'll learn from the pain of being irresponsible. And all of a sudden, their life is in turmoil and their life is a disaster and they've lost whatever they've lost. And it takes them years to make a comeback from that. Many times, that's poor parenting. And so, yes, it's not pleasurable to have to do these chores. It's not pleasurable to have to think through these chores. And it's not pleasurable to hold them accountable. And it's not pleasurable to get out of the way and let them exercise decision-making. I don't want to do that, but I'm responsible. I should do that, but I don't want to do that, but I should do that. I'd rather shoot hoops right now out front than go in the house and get all the garbage since it's Tuesday afternoon and it just occurs to me tomorrow morning's garbage day. I want to teach them to be responsible rather than irresponsible. And here's the saddest part about this. 16, 17, 18, my kids were awesome. They got it. They're an amazing asset. They're bringing it on and they leave. What's the fairness in that? They leave and go off to universities around the country, but they left ready for responsibility mm-hmm. and they could understand the concept of if it's an unsafe fraternity or sorority party, even though it seems pleasurable, be responsible. Walk away. It is a parent's job to train up a child in the way he should go. That means train up a child to be responsible for his or her behavior.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J., and the book, Ready for Responsibility, is available online at Sheridan House's website, where the proceeds go to help the ministry. That's at shfm.org. If you want to hear this program again, share it on Facebook, Twitter, even comment on it, or sign up for the corresponding daily email blog. That's online at parentingtoday.org. We hope you'll join us next week for another topic here on Parenting Today.